Over the past week, the Berlin International Film Festival has presented dozens of world premieres, including a five-year-old independent low-budget movie called Don's Plum. It stars Leonardo DiCaprio, one of Hollywood's top box office draws. DiCaprio was not in Berlin to promote the movie, though. In fact, he spent the last 3 years trying to keep it from ever being seen. This spring, Don's Plum will open in theaters around the world, but not, thanks to its star, in the U.S. or Canada. David Darcy reports.
Don's Plum is set in a diner in Van Nuys, California. It's structured around a situation rather than a plot. A group of friends gathers there around a table on a Saturday night to eat and talk for hours.
What gives you the right to say that
bro,
about
anybody? She's like in a little tank walking by, bro.
God, you guys are such the man. You know, what right do you have to say that about anybody?
Okay, mother, shut up.
Don's Plum was mostly improvised by a cast that, besides Leonardo DiCaprio, also included Tobey Maguire, Amber Benson from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Jenny Lewis. Their talk about sexual frustration is filled with profanity and abuse. At a Berlin press conference, the director R.D. Robb said the actors are playing characters, but the characters are based on themselves.
The whole reason we cast is to find characters and to find people that are those characters, that are as close to those characters as possible. So the guy's characters were, you know, both a combination of themselves, you know, just to a heightened level, and, you know, also from the outline, from the story that we all designed together.
Don's Plum was not mobbed at Berlin the way The Beach and DiCaprio were at the festival last year. But Village Voice critic Jay Hoberman saw the film, and he says that by DiCaprio's standards, it's a commendable performance.
Given that Don's Plum is essentially an ensemble acting exercise that involves quite a lot of improvisation, I thought that DiCaprio gave an extremely relaxed and credible performance. Not a sympathetic character, but he certainly seemed to be enjoying himself, and it was not only the strongest performance in the movie, by far, but probably one of the best performances he's ever given in a film.
Don's Plum was filmed in 1995 and 1996 for roughly $100,000 as a project among friends, says R.D. Robb. According to court papers filed in 1998, the director was represented at the time by Creative Artists Agency, which organized screenings of the film, sent tapes to distributors, secured a distribution deal with Miramax, and found other directing work for Robb. But DiCaprio and Maguire, who became famous soon after the shooting in Titanic and Spider-Man, respectively, soured on Don's Plum. The two stars and their management allegedly felt the movie's profanity and nudity would hurt their careers as mainstream heartthrobs. In court papers, Robb says the actors got CAA to drop him as a client and Miramax to drop his film. Even his lawyer dropped the case. Robb and his producer David Stutman each filed lawsuits against DiCaprio and Maguire. At a press conference in Berlin, Robb would only say the dispute was settled amicably.
David and I have both been through so much of this, and really, I mean, we're here to celebrate the film itself, and I'd really like to talk about the film and finally those aspects of it. So, unless you have anything you want to say on the matter.
Amicably agreed on a settlement, and all parties are happy to put this misunderstanding behind them.
Don's Plum was brought to Berlin by Trust Films, a Danish company with ties to the experimental Dogma 95 movement and to Zentropa, Lars von Trier's production company. Producer Peter Aalbæk Jensen spent almost five times what the film cost to shoot in post-production in Denmark and has sold Don's Plum around the world.
We from Europe had to save an American film here from, you could say, the worst kind of American imperialism. A studio system, a star system that was going to kill these two young guys. I couldn't stand to see that. So that's a disgrace, really, for you can say, the business in America, that they treat young artists like that. I would be ashamed.
The fate of Don's Plum has more to do with power relationships in Hollywood than with any legal principle. David Korzenick is an intellectual property lawyer in New York. He says that DiCaprio and Maguire had allies in the studios and the talent agencies, but little legal ground on which to block the film.
They don't have really control of the copyright because it's the creator of the work that owns that. The right to control and to block the distribution of the work is something that the actor signs away. In fact, there's just no producer would ever really engage in an agreement with an actor and invest much in their production if the actor had a right after the fact to withdraw from that project. Where the actors are really not yet well known, the arrangement is very informal, there are simply no non-contractual rights that the actor would have to prevent the use of that film that they later turned out not to like.
In the end, Robb and Stuttman got to release their film, and DiCaprio and Maguire got to keep it out of the U.S. and Canada. But Danish producer Peter Aalbæk Jensen says he expects DiCaprio to change his mind. Jensen says the film makes DiCaprio look like more than a bloodless movie star, and he says the star's post-Titanic career could use some help.
I think he's probably been more hot than he is now, but then... And again, for that reason also, I would say that it will be smart of him, you know, to get this film released in the States.
Even though it won't be in American theaters, Don's Plum will be hard to keep out of the U.S. market. Stories about subjects that the parties are forbidden to discuss are all over the Internet. Soon the film might be there as well. The movie begins its first theatrical run in Poland next month. And later this spring, it will open in theaters just across the U.S. border in Mexico. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in Berlin.